Today I've got a story about being proven wrong, and it's all thanks to Nico Hines. Over the past couple of weeks, he's been unstoppable, really, and you can see it in his midweek interview before last weekend's game. He's calm, confident, certain, and ready to perform. In this episode, we dig into where that confidence and certainty really comes from, how evidence builds self-belief, and what it takes to show up and own those big moments, even when self-doubt creeps in. So whether you're an athlete, a coach, or a high performer in any area of your life, this episode will give you the practical insights to conquer doubt and perform at your best. I'm Ian Hawkins, and this is Sport is Life. The purpose of sport, as I see it, is to see your vision become a reality, find your voice, create strong connections, and learn to trust your body. Credit where it's due. In previous episode, I talked about Nico Hines not being able to own the big moments, and boy, did he do that on the weekend. He was so good, and on the back of his team being very good as well. Amazing how things can turn around really quickly. I remember 2 months ago, you thought the Sharks were going to miss the eight altogether, and then they've basically won, I think it's 9 of the last 10 games, including their last two finals. So they finished the season 7 out of 8 to finish just short of the top four. And now they're one in away from a grand final. Unbelievable. And so what has changed for Nico? Well, the knock on him was always he couldn't own the big moments. And I talked about a couple of months ago about how it's more than just mindset. It needs to be identity. But what I actually saw, and it could be to do with their identity, it's hard for me to judge being external and not having conversations directly with him, but what I saw from him was certainty. From the middle of the week, when he talked about the team not getting respect that it deserved and from what they'd produced, and to a certain degree that lack of respect was warranted because of the previous results and what had happened previous years, they hadn't gone to that next level. From what they did on the weekend against the Raiders, they'd gone to the next level, and so has Nico. And to me, it was that certainty that he portrayed in the lead up to the game, talking about how good they were going and how much confidence he had in himself and also the team. And that couldn't happen unless he had absolute certainty about what he knew they were capable of, what he knew he had to go and do, and what he knew of his teammates and where they were at. And when you speak that confidently, it comes from this knowing that the things are in the right place, knowing that preparation is on point, knowing that you have that, not only that capability, but the belief running through himself and the team that we are absolutely going to go out there and get this result, makes such a difference. Now, that's where you would aspirationally get to. But how do you actually do that? How do you get that level of certainty? Because we all know that there are different times where you have to go out and perform at your best, that it doesn't always happen. That as much as you try and have that certainty, try and have that knowing, self-doubt creeps in, or a lack of belief creeps in, or questioning different elements creeps in. I talk to clients a lot about where confidence comes from and where belief comes from, and it comes from evidence. Now, sometimes we go into situations where we haven't got evidence, specific evidence, but we can always build a body of evidence that can support whatever we're looking to achieve. Sometimes we have to just go out and do it. Now, for the Sharks and for Nico, he's been into a number of finals campaigns now. So there is a body of evidence. Some of that evidence will suggest that maybe they're not up to it, that they're not good enough. But there's going to be this whole other body of evidence to suggest that they are, and that's where I imagine they've focused. The fact that they've got a stronger team, adding Fenua Blake adds a whole other dimension. You look at what they've done in the last few weeks. You look at how they're all fit, the whole team. That they haven't had that, they haven't had State of Origin players this year, so they haven't had that impact. It's not to say that they haven't got quality. They've got quality right across the park. They've got guys that have represented some of those other nations, New Zealand, some Samoa, Tonga. But they've also got a core of guys there who are who are just in their sweet spot of their career. A bit of youth sprinkled in there, but a lot of guys there in that 24 to 28 age bracket that are just hitting peak of their career, maybe even a little bit older. They've played over 100, 150 first grade games. So there'd be that confidence. The other thing I see is just how connected they are. If you look at the two teams that got bundled out, they've been really connected, the Raiders and the Dogs, all year. Super connected. But there are times on the weekend where that connect seemed broken, where obviously a whole lot of other elements for both of those teams playing against them, playing against teams at the peak of their powers, injuries, previous weeks, the impact of previous weeks that come down from previous weeks' matches. But what was really evident from the Sharks is just how connected they were. It was definitely true for the Panthers. They just almost like they flicked a switch at some point in the last couple of months, and they've just got themselves back in the groove, and they're just like, just have to glance at each other and they get it right. But it's that connection. It's that, like, how tight they are, how together they are. And I imagine that they've done a fair bit of work over the season. They've done a fair bit of work in trusting the process, in trusting that we've designed this season so that we're going to be peaking at the right time, which hasn't always been the case for them in recent years. In the last sort of, let's say, 3 or so years since Fitzgibbon's been the coach. But they are primed. And yeah, it's amazing how a couple of performances can change the opinion of the people looking on the outside, but it can also change the opinion of the people within those four walls in that team. And that's what it really, I get that sense of them, and I get that feeling from the what they're talking when they get interviewed. Like I said, when Nico talked about, you know, that lack of respect and him feeling like there was no respect, a lot of the media saying, well, they've got to earn that respect, but internally they knew. They knew that they were building to something. They know that they've got a possibility to actually do something pretty amazing in this year, and they're playing a Melbourne team that are always, always powerful, but have never really got going this year. They've had a few weeks where they've looked like the old team, but they've been inconsistent. They've been very un-Melbourne-like, dare I say. And they may come out and blow Cronulla off the park, but I just feel like they're ripe for the picking. They've still got that core of unbelievable players, but they're not 100% fit across the park. It just comes back to that, the certainty that is coming from the Sharks. Even when they lose Wilton, I think it is, for the head knock. I got that wrong. Anyway, one of those back rowers for the Sharks. See, this is how much they've flown under the radar. I haven't even been paying that much attention to who's in the team. But they have a guy who has to miss because of concussion. He is the 11-day stand down. And they get Orican Kafusi, who's been pretty much in the team all year, that comes straight back in. They wouldn't skip a beat because it's like for like. It's a guy that already knows the system, and they're just flying. And it's amazing what certainty will do for anything when you're preparing for a performance in any part of your life. It's always going to work in sport, and if you map that across to other parts of your life, where is your body of evidence? Where is your evidence to show where you've been successful? Where is your evidence to show that you can be successful again? Sometimes it might be that the evidence is very specifically related. Sometimes it might be, well, let's look for some certainty in areas that we do know that we can apply in this situation. So if you look at the Sharks, they might be saying, well, maybe we haven't gone all the way with this particular group, but we also know that there are teams that have often gone close for a few years and then they've broken through. We've got the certainty of knowing we've got players now who have played a bundle of finals games. We've got evidence from the last 2 weeks of super impressive performances in the Tigers, back-to-back finals wins. I don't think they've done that for a long time, certainly not with this group. So they can pull this evidence to support what they're already feeling amongst themselves, is that they've got what it takes to go all the way. And you can do the same thing whenever you are looking to tackle anything, whenever you are facing any situation in the future. You're just pulling in evidence. Go through your past, anything you can apply. It might be if you're looking at to present something and you're looking for examples. It doesn't have to be exactly the same sort of presentation. It can be times where you spoke confidently in front of a crowd. It could be when you knew your content super well that you were able to go out there and deliver it. So if you're preparing for it now, just make sure you know your content really well. It might be an example that's got nothing to do with this, but you can draw those synergies. You can draw the evidence of success, of confidence, and look at the finer details of that and think, okay, what can I apply from this and bring it across to this different circumstance? Because if you can build enough evidence from using what you've done in the past, then confidence will be high. There is always still an element of self-doubt because we can never have that 100% certainty. But the more of this evidence you can build, the more certainty you can build, then the more confidence you'll have and the less of that self-doubt that will apply. So well done to Nico, well done to the Sharks, and well done to you for listening to this episode, and well done for those of you who go out now and start building your list of evidence that shows you can be successful in whatever it is that you're looking to improve in your life. You can turn up with confidence. You can have that level of self-belief that you need. You can stare down that self-doubt, and you can still go and do it anyway with confidence and get the result that you want. You've taken the time to listen to this whole episode. Now it's time to take action. Commit to one thing you've learned today and make it happen. And to avoid any obstructions, join the Sport is Life movement by clicking on the link in the show notes.